Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us, what's on your radar today?
Well, normally we talk about good, happy things, but I think there's a time when you got to have a reality check. There's some awesomely good news for North Carolina. Apple has just announced that they're going to spend $1 billion and build a 3,000 employee campus in Raleigh. Of course, you know, that's a part of Research Triangle Park with the University of North Carolina, NC State, and Duke. What do you think the average wage of a research center for Apple is?
Well, it's got to be in six figures.
It's $187,000 a year, Mike. That's amazing. Reality check for us is, how did North Carolina do this? How did they put themselves in a competition that's national or even international in scope?
Well, you mentioned Research Triangle Park, and we've talked about this before, but that's about 20 years at least ahead of anything South Carolina had done, right?
It's about 70 years ahead of anything South Carolina has done. So Research Triangle Park started in the 50s. It was basically a leasing operation then, you know, between the three major research universities they have. In the 80s, they started to develop a real entrepreneurial ecosystem, and it's developed into one of the leading tech life sciences centers in the country. North Carolina is very business friendly, just like South Carolina is. And so when Apple started looking for a place to go, they really started looking for a place where they could find the talent for 3,000 people. And North Carolina won that competition. And I guess what concerns me is, not only are we not competitive at this level, Mike, we're not even in the game. 20 years ago or so, I think there was some momentum in South Carolina. We passed what now is the Smart State program. We've done some things to encourage venture capital here. And we started to make some progress. And then when the recession in 2008-2009 happened, we kind of got knocked off our pedestal. And we've never really gotten back. And I don't think there's any kind of momentum in the state today, really, that's consistent with this long-term commitment that North Carolina made. We got some things going on. You know, we talked about a good program recently, cybersecurity at the University of South Carolina, and that's good. And, you know, there's some good things going on in Greenville and Charleston and a few other places in the state, but nothing that's really consistent. We don't really have the leadership at a state level that has pushed this consistent education, knowledge-based focus for the decades it takes to win something like North Carolina did.
So you don't think that the location situation there in North Carolina, having three top-notch research universities physically right close together? I mean, we have some top-notch research universities, but they're spread out across the state.
Yeah, so let's be realistic about that. Greenville's 3.5 hours from Charleston, and South Carolina, the whole state isn't that big. So, I mean, I don't know that it's just geography. Now, I do think that everything we do in this state, we have to do in triplicate. You know, we can't pick something and be excellent at it. We have to do it three times, or really maybe four times if you throw the PD in. So I really think it's just a clarion call for us to say, wow, this was significant. This was big. What did they do over a relatively long period of time to put themselves in this position? And then just become self-aware. You know, I think we have the ability to do this. We have the potential. I mean, people in North Carolina aren't necessarily smarter than us. Although, I tell you what, we're going to lose some tech people, aren't we? I mean, we're going to lose people from South Carolina who go to North Carolina for some of these $187,000 a year jobs. So there'll be a bit of a brain drain. But I think it's really a question of us getting our act together, you know, coming up with a compelling vision that we commit to over a long period of time, and then having the leadership that supports that. So I don't think all is lost, but I really do think we should look at this and really assess what's necessary to be successful at the level that North Carolina was successful in the last week.
Well, John, as always, thanks so much for your insight and your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through links to our social media network. There's an email link there, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.